This is Nick Treadwell. It's the 18th of February 2011. It's the early hours. It's about 12:30. This is just before I go to bed. Just got back from Wolverhampton. Went to see Crispin Glover, who some may know from such films as Charlie's Angels. Of Back to the Future, he played George McFly. He's touring the UK at the moment, and with a screening of his film that he made a few years back, which is part of a trilogy of films, and also his Big Slide Show, which is basically an illustrated talk, or illustrated theatrical piece, really, which is basically performing books, sets of books that he's written, where he's taken bits of text, big bits of pictures, added his own pictures and text in to create new books. And also he did a Q&A and a book signing as well. So, quite good value. And, it was very enjoyable. Very, very enjoyable scene. Certainly beats sitting in front of the TV, watching EastEnders or watching any other stuff that's on the TV. He was prepared to talk about anything and prepared to take any questions from anyone about anything. In fact, he covered a whole range of different topics about his films, about his books, about the roles that he's played, about his gripes with Back to the Future, and his lawsuit against them for using his image and characterization of in the film, in the second film, and the slideshow was weird because it's like all these different hodgepodge sort of images and bits of text that he's put together in a coherent. To be a coherent kind of like story or narrative, books on different stories. It's impossible to really go into any. One was called Rat Catching. It's basically a book about the art of catching rats. It's just all over the place. You can't really explain it. Really, it's just It's just very, very strange indeed. Parts of it were very, very funny. Other parts were just bewilderingly strange, really. But he performed it really, really well. And some of the passages of text that he has to memorize are pretty long, actually. So he must have done this a fair few times to have memorized it by now. But he does a fantastic job of bringing it all to life. And then the second in a trilogy of films that he's been making and been funding over the years through his acting in mainstream films. In fact, ever since he sort of made Back to the Future, he's been thinking about this set of films and trying to make them. And he's made two already. Basically, this one, they're called the trilogy, and the one that we saw tonight was called It Is Fine, Everything Is Fine, and the one before that was called What Is It, or something like that. The first film that we didn't see tonight, which was previous to this one, was basically... I haven't seen it, but I've managed to get a copy of it got Down syndrome actors in it. And in this film that we saw tonight, it's basically about a guy, well, basically a guy with cerebral palsy wrote the film, wrote the script, and Crispin got hold of the script, liked it, and decided to make it, make the film. And basically a guy who goes round meeting women, having sex with them, and killing them. I think part of part of the thing which actually attracted Crispin to make the film, he was saying tonight, was the fact that, you know, you do see sometimes actors who are disabled in films, mainstream films, you know, you might see someone with cerebral palsy, but they're just really playing themselves, or they're playing nice characters, good guys kind of things. But you never ever see somebody who's disabled with a disease, with something like cerebral palsy or Down syndrome, playing a nasty, bad, evil character. And that's part of the attraction of the script, that, and the reason why Crispin wanted to make this film, and loads of other reasons as well. But the guy who actually wrote the script died shortly after. He actually continued living until as long as he could, until, you know, all the pieces of the film were actually made, and he'd done his bit. And then he actually phoned up Crispin, because he was on a, well, didn't phone him up, but sent him a message saying that, but at the time he was on a life support system or something like that, or he was in hospital really, really ill, and said to Crispin, you know, is the film okay now, is it made, you know, can we finish it? Crispin said, yeah, it's all done, and this guy died shortly afterwards. But really, the whole film is about this guy. Sorry, I'm a bit tired. I'm going to bed in a minute. Yeah, it's about this guy going around. He's got a hair fetish as well, which almost eclipses, and probably does eclipse in some parts of the film, the fact that he's got cerebral palsy. But the another decision they decided to make was not to use subtitles for the character of this guy with cerebral palsy. So really, you have to concentrate really hard to really, and you may have to watch it 2-3 times to actually, you know, get what he's actually saying, because his cerebral palsy is quite an acute. But the whole film the script was written in the style of a sort of 70s movie of the week, 1970s movie of the week kind of thing, in that sort of 1970s style. It's a weird film. It's a weird film. But you can kind of see, after, you know, after he was talking about it and going explaining parts and things about it and his reasons for doing it and all the rest of it, how much sense it made actually for him to make it. And, you know, Crispin seems to be a person that seems to be against mainstream, anything mainstream, really, but really really against the corporate movie world. He really doesn't entertain them too much, one of the whole reasons why he wanted to make this film was because it was so different from anything you'd find in mainstream, really. And it was interesting, and well worth catching him. I think he's going to come back to the UK later on, maybe later on this year or next year, but it's definitely worth catching. Really interesting guy, very well spoken. Some of the in the Q&A, the amount of depth that he was going into the answers, was making the answers for each question about 20 minutes long, hence the fact that it made for a very long evening. But, you know, there wasn't a dull moment there, and none of the questions were, none of the answers were, you know, boringly, you know, tedious or anything like that. So I really enjoyed it, and I probably would have considered getting one of his books, but it was just so late, I didn't want to wait around anymore, so I'd come back home. But yeah, really, really enjoyed it. And yeah, so what else has been going on apart from going to see Crispin Glover? Stomach's still not feeling very well. Still got some stomach problems. I haven't been eating that much, been off the food a bit. I bought some of those bioactive Actimel yogurt type things today, so hopefully drink a few of those, and that may help the stomach out. Just keep feeling nauseous, and not without being sick, just feeling nauseous and not really that hungry, and a bit of a full feeling as well, not right really. So when I went to work this morning, I felt really, really sick, but just sat at my desk for about an hour, just thinking, I'm going to go home in a minute, but I never did make it to go home. I stayed, and it's sort of the nausea passed. But there you go. Anything else been going on? Not really. So that's it, yeah. So I just thought I'd check in with some news about the old Crispin Glover. I'd really recommend that you check out some of his stuff. There's some stuff on YouTube that you can watch. Some interviews that he's done on David Letterman and stuff like that. They're really, really quite weird. But check his website out for stuff, www.crispinglover.com. That's it for me tonight. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.